Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. We're joined by Tony Parisi, director of this year's St. Louis Teen Talent Competition, Yvette Liu, the MC of the event, and St. Louis teen Nakia Wiley, who won last year's contest. They all join me now in studio. Tony, Yvette, and Nakia, thanks so much for coming on to the program. Tony, I wanted to start with you. You've been helping lead this effort for 9 years now, and I wonder why this has been such a passion for you.
Well, I was a teen talent kid, and there was nothing like this when I was a teen. So we have so many amazing, talented kids here in the city, and Mary Strauss, whose idea it was to give the kids an opportunity to perform on the stage, to grow in their talent, to have their lives enriched by the experience. I'm totally behind that, and I think I have a lot to give and say and to help them find themselves and to prepare them for the performance on the Fox stage, which is an amazing experience right there.
And this encompasses a lot of different talents, and this is singing and comedy and magic, and I mean, talk a little bit about that.
We have 15 acts, and no two acts are alike. It's amazing. It's like the weather in St. Louis. If you don't like something that's happening right now, wait 5 minutes and it's going to change dramatically. Yeah, it's an amazing show this year. I think it's probably the best one yet.
Wow. And talk a little bit about the process, how you get the applications, and how you also whittle it down to the finalists who actually take the stage at the Fox.
Right. Well, there's the registration is, you know, for the first of the school year, and we have the first preliminary rounds, which is about 120 acts. So that's not 120 kids, because you can have up to six people in an act. And there's a panel of judges, and we do 3 full days where we see all of those acts, and they're judged, but not only judged, they're sort of coached by the judges. And then those who make it through to the semifinal rounds, there's about 40 to 45 acts that make it through to the semifinals. That's one long day. And those people get judged by another panel of judges who also do coach them. And then it gets down to the final 15, where myself and my choreographer, Yvonne Hare, and our music director, Stephen Neal, we then coach them for the performance at the Fox stage, where another panel of judges will judge them live.
That's a lot of people involved and a lot of wonderful talent that you're getting to see each
year. Many,
year.
Many volunteers, too. So there's a lot of people in the community who really give of themselves for these kids.
And Yvette, you've just come off of the first national tour of Hamilton, so congratulations.
Thank you.
But back in 2013, you actually took part in this competition, and I'm wondering, was that an important event for you?
It definitely was. It was the first time I had gotten to perform on the Fox stage, at least that I remember. I don't know all the stuff that happened as a kid, but it was such a special night, and to get coaching from people who have been in the industry and kind of, you know, not just been in St. Louis but have worked all over the place and with a lot of great people is just, it gives you a new perspective. And I think coming back a few years later, I can see more of that now, because I feel like kind of as a kid I was like, it was really overwhelming and you're just kind of taking it all in. But to see the kids process everything with the coaching and see them learn and grow even just day by day is really amazing.
And of course, you're emceeing the event tomorrow night. That must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking. I got big shoes to fill. Ben Nordstrom is normally the guy who does it. So I'm just kind of, you know, trying to keep the energy going and getting everyone excited for the evening and supporting all of the wonderful acts.
And I'm wondering, Tony, over the years, if there are any particular acts that were particularly surprising to you or you know, some of the things that are highlights over the last 9 years.
Well, I think our very first winner was an electric ukulele player, and he's Micah Gerardo, and he's actually now out in L.A. doing it.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so, you know, just the thought of an electric ukulele.
Not typical.
You know, right off the bat, it was kind of interesting and fun.
And I would think that this is an important event to help young people sort of hone their skills and also think about perhaps pursuing the arts, you know, professionally.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, more than that, beyond just what their acts are, these 15 acts come together to do this show, and it becomes a family and a community. And classical kids, you know, meet hip-hop kids, and who meet opera singers, who meet, so we're cross-pollinating, and they're learning from each other, and they're forming friendships, I would think. I hope. Nikai, did you meet any friends now that you have?
Yes, I met a lot of different people from different places, and it's funny how I became friends with one of the contestants, Hillary, and as a senior, I went all over the place to do college auditions, and that was just one more person that I was able to see and be able to be close with at those auditions when I didn't know anybody. Going to Chicago and Atlanta, seeing her face and seeing a familiar face just kind of helped with the comfort level. So it's very amazing to see that I made friends in this competition, and I get to see those faces all over the place and see them, you know, hopefully for the rest of my life. So
that's wonderful. And Nikaya, we actually have a clip of the drum roll moment from last year when you had learned that you won the competition. I think we're going to be able to take a listen to that now.
And the winner of the 8th annual Teen Talent Competition is Nikaya Wiley.
What do you remember about that moment, Nikaya? What was it like?
I remember standing there, because I'd been standing there for a while because award shows can be a little lengthy. And I was, after it got to third place, and I looked around, and then they were announced second place. So at that moment, after second place, they were announcing who would be the presenter of the first place award. And I remember just kind of looking around and glancing like, okay, who didn't get an award? And I remember that I didn't get anything. I didn't get any special like outside awards. And I looked to the group on my left side, and I was like, they didn't get anything either. So I feel like maybe it's between us two. So I just was sitting there kind of shaking, but I didn't want to, you know, make it too obvious. So I, as they announced my name, I completely was in shock because of the different talents. You're competing against jugglers and opera singers and different dance groups, and you don't really know, because it's not like a regular dance competition where I can see that, oh, well, that dancer didn't point her toes or she fell out of a turn, so I can kind of tell who's going to win and who's not. This is a completely different ordeal, so I honestly didn't know that I was going to win, but it's amazing that I did, and it's eye-opening. And I'm very, very humble and very, very blessed to be able to say that I won.
Well, you looked very composed. I've seen the video. So you looked wonderful. But you're going to be dancing tomorrow night as well. I'm wondering how you think, is that going to be a different experience for you?
Yes, it is going to be very different. I'm not going to be as nervous because I'm not competing, but it is going to be very spectacular, because I'm kind of a special guest because I did win last year. So it's more of a, hey, this is me now, and this is why I won. And it's also kind of a farewell dance for me because I am going to college in the fall. So,
and where are you going to school?
I'm going to be going to Boston Conservatory.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. Yvette, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's next for you.
Yeah. Well, I just left the Hamilton tour after a 2-year run, and I just moved to LA, and I'm kind of transitioning more into film and TV. So, you know, that world, I'm still learning and growing, and it's going to be a whole big transition in that sense, just because it's a world that I'm less familiar with. But I made a snippet of an appearance on TV the other night, which was exciting. But yeah, hopefully more of that to come, and just kind of taking everything in as I go along and trying to grow, continue growing.
And Tony, this must be so exciting for you to listen to two people who've competed in this talent show and are going on to do great things.
That's what it's all about. So, you know, I feel like I've done my job well in coaching them, not just in their talents, but as people, and, you know, the appreciation for the whole thing.
Right. Well, the event begins at 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Fox Theater. It's free, ticketed event, but what kind of response has the Teen Talent Competition received from members of the St. Louis community?
Oh, we now have groupies. I mean, it's open seating, and, you know, when before the doors open, there is a crowd out front. So, yeah, every year, the audience grows and grows and grows, and I don't think it's quite full yet because the Fox is a big place, but we're into the 3,000 number of people who come. So it's the greatest night out in St. Louis all year because it's totally free, and where else can you see this kind of entertainment?
Well, as they say, break a leg to all of you. And I want to thank you three for being here. St. Louis Teen Talent Competition Director Tony Parisi, MC Yvette Liu, and 2018 competition winner Nakia Wiley. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.